Streaming countrywide on Prime Media Plus.
On DSTV Channel 885.
And across the city. On 567 AM.
On 567 AM, it is 17 minutes after 11. Looking forward to hearing from you as we continue with the conversation. I like this message that's coming in here. So sorry, there is no substitute for SJ. And of course there can never be. Oh, come on now. There's no substitute for John, for Africa, for anyone. But you know what? What happens when they're not feeling well? The show must go on. So I don't get the name. I don't see the name there. So you know what? Whoever your name is, let's soldier on. Let's get into this conversation just for today, because what can we do? Hey, by the way, thank you for tuning in.
Streaming countrywide on Prime Media Plus.
On DSTV Channel 885.
And across the city. On 567 AM.
There is some levels of storm warnings out for the mother cities, and members of the public have been urged to be careful or take care or be careful when deciding about outdoor activities. And for more on this, disaster risk management spokesperson Sonika Ladikhan is joining you now live on the line to tell you a little bit more about this. Sonika, a very good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Abungile, and thank you for inviting me to the show, and good morning to your listeners as well.
Sonika, I must tell you, I drive what I believe to be a heavy car, so I think it's steady on the road, but I tell you, coming in on the N1 into town, my goodness, the wind. I actually felt like my car was going to be sideswiped out of the way, and I had to reduce speed. And I suppose maybe if you can give us a summary, this is what we should be expecting for today.
Yes, Abungile. So the wind has started, very strong winds that started late last night already, and we can expect a southeasterly wind of between 50 and 74 today. What we are expecting with this wind is that roads will be difficult driving conditions on the road. So especially for high-sided vehicles, they need to be very careful, and we actually want to warn people to stay clear of the roads. So if they can do that, that would be a very wise decision to make.
Sonika, perhaps in terms of the different levels that have been issued out there, give us a brief picture of what people should be looking out for in different areas.
So the South African Weather Warning has put out weather warnings for wind and for waves, and especially for disruptive rain for today going into tomorrow. And with a combination of this gale force winds, the rains and the hail that is expected, we can expect damages to road and rail infrastructure as well as to residential structures. We've already received reports of roofs that has been blown off in the Mitchells Plain Beacon Valley area, and also in Khayelitsha and the Gamora informal settlements. And then we can expect trees to be uprooted. We've already received reports of trees that has fallen on different properties in the Somerset West area and Garden Village area. And we can also expect some damages or interruptions to telecoms and to electricity and your water supplies. And also people need to be careful of flying debris, which can pose a danger to lives. And also with regards to secondary impacts, especially for water contamination because of the expected flooding that we are expected in the different areas. Our main areas of concern is in our informal settlements, especially those areas that are in low-lying areas and residing in wetland areas, and also around retention ponds and areas residing in floodplains, basically. So those informal settlements that are of concern to us is the areas in Philippi and Dunoon, Bloekombos and Wallerstein, and then also Masipumelele, Langa and Khayelitsha, basically the whole of Khayelitsha area. So people need to be careful in those areas, and we ask them to listen to the radio and to television for weather updates, and also if there's any instructions from our disaster risk management team with regards to evacuation, they should immediately adhere to these instructions. And then we also ask if there's flooding that people turn off the electricity and not to drive through flood waters because there's a danger of being swept away, and also to avoid low crossing bridges. And we also ask people not to walk through flood waters because you don't know what sharp objects is in the water. The water can be contaminated, and there's also a risk of electrocution because of damaged overhead lines.
If you have just joined in the conversation, it is 23 minutes after 7. We're talking about the levels of storm warnings for Cape Town, where members of the public have been urged to take careful decisions about outdoor activities. And of course, you're listening to the voice now of a disaster risk management spokesperson, that is Sonika Letekane, giving you some of the details and some of the do's and don'ts. And we ask that you take this very, very seriously. Sonika, very quickly, the Western Cape Provincial Disaster Management Center has been fully activated, as I understand. This means that you guys are available and people can contact you. If so, where and how?
Yes, our disaster risk management teams are on high alert and on standby also, and the public can call our emergency services on 107 from a landline and 021-480-7700 from a cell phone.
And, you know, we are running a little bit out of time, but before we move away from this, I know I've just alluded to it right now. Sonika, what is the message? Because I'm sure there's someone out there who's going to be going, ah, Suka, Sonika, and them, what do they know? Yeah, there's just titles that they have. That we need to make people understand this is serious. You know, I don't know what else can you say over and above what you've said, but maybe there's other motivational words that you have for us?
I think if people can look back at last year, September, where we had the same type of warning and the devastation that went with that, then people should really take note of the warnings that we put out on our social media and on the radio and on our community groups. So they need to take heed of the messages from disaster management and do some preparation, have a go-to bag ready if there's a possibility of evacuations for them, but also to prepare their own areas for flooding, possible flooding also. But if you look at what happened last year, September, then you will know that this is serious.
Please, my fellow South Africans, please heed the warnings. Just do the bare minimum. Have a listen to what the disaster risk management team are saying and be careful because we care about you. Sonika, before I let you go then, from your side, once again, those numbers where people can call or sites to visit, and also maybe your parting words to the listeners.
The emergency number is 107 from a landline and 021-480-7700 from a cell phone, and just for the listeners to keep safe. Thank you.
Sonika, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. And of course, to you listening at home, that was the voice of Sonika, who is the disaster risk management spokesperson. And once again, we echo those calls. Be careful.